This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
Making headlines, the SAWA Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi gets honored at this year's MET graduation ceremony, and two suspected cash-in transit robbers from north of the province appear in court. The time is 5 p.m. Good afternoon. MET's founder Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi got awarded an honorary at this year's graduation ceremony, which took place at Seme Hall today. The Dean in the Faculty of Engineering handed over the prestigious award to the university's founder. The Faculty of Engineering opened the graduation ceremony today, while the Faculty of Management Sciences and the Faculty of Natural Sciences will run through for the rest of the week until Saturday.
They mumbled something along these lines. What good is a piece of paper where there are no jobs to be had? And I kept them, thinking that they'd be rejoicing. But the truth that it means, the painful truth, was that they were quite right. There are very few job opportunities, even for university graduates, during the days of our day. Jobs were reserved for the minority.
In other news, two suspected cash-in transit robbers are lining up in court on the north coast of the province today. They were arrested in connection with a heist 2 weeks ago. A large group of armed men shot at a cash van travelling from Gwamaphumulo towards Gwadugoza and pushed it off the road. The gang used explosives to blow open the vehicle and took an undisclosed amount of cash. They also robbed the guards of their guns.
Facing the charges of cash in transit, attempted murder, contravention of explosive act. On the date of the incident, they said approximately 20. They could be less, they could be more. The investigation is still continuing and more arrests cannot be ruled out at this stage because the operation is still on. Only those two suspects that are arrested.
And finally, Mohlakeng community members are destroying houses believed to be rented by illegal miners. They accuse them of rape, housebreaking and murder. Last week, violent protests against illegal miners led to one person being killed in Kagiso. The action was sparked by the rape of 8 young women, allegedly by illegal miners. West Rand District Police Commissioner Fred Kekana says that 28 undocumented people were arrested in Randfontein today. According to Kekana, tractors have been deployed to close off areas where illegal miners are understood to be operating. The commissioner is in Mohlakeng to engage with the community. And what's trending on Twitter this afternoon is hashtag Ntabi, hashtag Tulima Donzela, and hashtag All Blacks. A recap of your top story this hour, MET's founder Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi has been awarded an honorary at this year's graduation ceremony, which took place at Seme Hall. That is all for me for today. Catch your next news update tomorrow morning on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. For MET News, signing out for this hour, I am Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.